Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have the Freo Dockers back in town, and of course off a losing game to the West Coast Eagles. They were right in the contest up until half time, and the third quarter just went missing. I suppose that's a fair assessment, is it, from the coach? What did he have to say? James Aish, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. That's pretty much it. I think we showed we're right up to it, and we probably took it to them, especially in that first quarter. Like a lot of the games we've had this year, we just have fallen away at some stage. And, you know, the Eagles are a great team, and they've been doing it for years. So, you've got to play consistent footy, and we're still sort of adjusting to that.
Matt Tabiner, big Matty Tabiner, mate, he was on fire in that first quarter, and he could have easily kicked four goals. He got a couple, but the one where he was running into the open goal, it was just one of those balloon popping moments, you know, because things were going so well, and then that happened. You thought, oh no.
Yeah. Clearly, love him to get it, and he could have easily had four, like you said. I think he actually kicked one not long after that, so he was able to stay on task and keep going. But yeah, you could sort of see it, coming from my view behind him, which is unfortunate. But
it's not funny.
It's one of those things which can happen, but he's been really good this year. He's been pretty consistent. He's kicking goals for us, so he's been good.
What about for you, James? Your first Western Derby, you've played in some big games for Collingwood, but how did you enjoy the experience? And it must have been good to have the fans back.
Yeah, obviously it was really good. It was great to have it as a home game for us. So a lot of the Freo fans were there. Sort of played a lot of big games against the Eagles now, and they've been on top most of them, which is annoying, but hopefully we can even it up soon.
What did Josh Carr and the midfield coaches have to say about some of the stoppages? There were times where guys like Tim Kelly just got out a little bit too easy, and they did get a run on and result in three pretty quick goals from the centre bounce.
Yeah, like us. What's happened when we've lost a bit of that momentum? They've been able to win centre clearances and just kick a few goals quickly. I wasn't in the midfield meetings this week because I was down back, but generally, to be honest, they're really small structural things. Standing half a metre the wrong side of someone, and great players, that's all it takes. So, I don't know. I think our midfields, they've come along, especially last few weeks, they're really taking some steps, and they're learning a lot, and they've been playing really good footy. So we just keep continuing to address.
Brayshaw and Chera continue to go, but Caleb Sarong, he played a pretty important role after quarter time on Tim Kelly and stuck to his task.
Yeah, he's going to be a great little player. He's super clean, does a lot of those hard team things, which you love as a teammate. Those boys are going really well. Darcy Tucker's going well. And I think, just starting to build a lot of that chemistry and just keep building together. That's all we can keep doing. And, like I said, I think we've shown a lot of growth in the last few weeks as a team as a whole.
Are there any blokes who are about 10 inches taller than you available this week, mate? Or are any of those blokes going to magically grow a foot? Because from what I see, you're going to need some big boys, mate, because it's hard playing footy without the big men in the competition, as you probably would have experienced on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a growth spurt still, but I think I'm done. We are somewhat undersized down there, but we've actually, I think, been handling it pretty well. But, yeah, clearly, Jake, eventually he's going to clunk a few, and this week we'll have Tom Hawkins, so they don't get any smaller. We're really looking just at what we can do, and as a team, clearly we play that team defense with structure. I think we've been holding up really well as well. So it's they're challenges, but before them, and we're just trying to get it done.
What about the remainders on your list, the remaining players? What have they been up to? Have they had a chance to get some good match practice in? And guys like Liam Henry, Cam McCarthy, Sam Sturt, are they all available and ready to go?
They're all around the mark. Yeah. Sam Sturt's coming back from his ankle. I think he's pushing pretty hard. It's been a little bit disjointed for those guys. in Queensland, I think they had three bits of match practice. And one of the weekends, the opposition didn't provide us a team, so they weren't able to. But coming home, I think because we were in quarantine, they weren't able to get one in on the weekend, but they'll have some match practice, which is great. But it's been a little bit messy, but they've been able to get enough training or game load in to keep pushing their case. But there's still a lot of those names you mentioned, and there's others pushing as well. So it'll be good to get that game against Geelong this week.
You've probably been in semi-quarantine yourself for maybe the last 7 to 10 weeks. Would that be right? And what are you looking forward to most doing once you exit the quarantine?
Yeah, it's probably been at least that for most of the year for everyone, really. But I'll probably just literally go to the beach and go for a swim. It's probably just the simple things. And just be able to hang out with the teammates a bit more. The way it is at the moment, you're largely in small groups during the week. You can sort of get to the game and not have, seen a lot of the teammates. So it's a bit of a funny time, but just all those little things and just be able to drive to the shops. Those sort of things will be good.
Yeah, some blokes would probably want to go out and try and meet a girlfriend or something like that too, now that they can. But, that's another discussion for another time. What about the Cats, mate? Obviously, you've mentioned Tommy Hawkins, and he is just one of what is a pretty talented Geelong. They have been struck down with some injuries too, though, mate, like you have, losing Joel Selwood and Gary Ablett returning home for personal reasons. Of course, they've lost young Jordan Clark as well from the weekend. Mitch Duncan didn't play the week before, so they got their issues too, mate. But Geelong overall, how have you seen them?
Yeah, look, they're probably just been a really consistent, mature team for many years now. So you probably know what you're going to come up against. It's going to be a tough game. No matter who they've got, they're going to be a really well-drilled team. So it's going to be good again. Good test for everyone. Midfield, they've obviously got some great players still. So it's very exciting. And Monday night will be a time slot for us.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having a chat. Take care. Look after yourself, and we'll see you out there.
Too easy. Thanks for that.